Now today we have to scrape a pan or anything. We have the little soap pads,
yes.
You know, things of that sort.
I wondered if you had anything.
We didn't grow up with those. Good old octagon soap was our standby.
My mother washed clothes with octagon soap for years.
And I had an aunt who used it for her face, and she had the most beautiful complexion there was.
Really?
She loved that strong octagon soap for her face.
That's what her skin did.
Oh, soft as it could be.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? All of which goes short, these commercials don't mean a thing.
That's right, absolutely. Would you name as many different kinds of towels as you can think of?
Well, I would have a bath towel, a hand towel, a tea towel, a guest towel. Did I say a dish towel?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's all I can think of.
All right. What would you call the handles that you would turn to make water come out?
Faucet.
And the part that the water came out of?
If I were going to mention it, I'd call it a spigot.
All right. We were talking about the word burst. Today the water pipe...
Today the water pipe burst.
Yesterday a different one...
Burst.
And several of them this winter have...
Had burst.
What is the wooden container that's used, for example, to store flour in large lots?
Bin, maybe?
Well, I'm thinking maybe of a round wooden container.
What would you call?
I don't think you'd have them in your home, but I think probably they would store them, would have stored flour this way in a general store. It's wooden with iron rings.
Now, were they in barrels? Flour barrel, yes, you spoke of the flour barrel, didn't you? It's been years since you've seen a barrel. It's been years since I've seen a bucket, except our mop bucket. But a regular bucket, like you used to see so much, just perfectly cylindrical. So many things came in it, in buckets when we were children. But you don't use buckets today. The nearest to it is a container for Crisco or something, and it's not a bucket anymore. Used to have a handle on it, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought
of
that.
Yeah, a lot of things changed that we don't got that good plastic top on, you know.
That's been around for a while,
though. Yes.
It hasn't changed just...
No, not just right lately.
The buckets you were saying, the kind I have a galvanized bucket,
yeah.
But it's the size of the
mm-hmm.
Now,
but a lot of things used to be in buckets about this big around and about that tall, and they were brass-looking, gold-looking or brass-looking inside. And I don't know what came in them or why we always had to have a bucket around, but we did. Now, those buckets have just practically gone out.
That's right.
Just like barrels have. Modern child's hardly ever seen a wooden barrel. Wouldn't know what barrel staves were or anything.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What would you call a small barrel, for example, that you might keep nails in?
Keg.
And what would you call, I believe they're metal containers, that a general store would have kept molasses or lard in?
Now, let's think, honey. A syrup of molasses.
I think of it in terms of lard. My mother had some, and she called them lard.
Lard. Now, different kinds of lard used to come in buckets. Cottolene and stuff like that. Before you bought. I don't know what you get at that. I don't believe that.
Have you heard of lard stands?
What now?
Lard stands.
Stand? Mm-hmm. No. Now, the word stand doesn't mean a thing to me in that connection. Now, I can use in a connection you probably don't know, and this may be northern. Do you ever call a little table a stand? Well, now, Mom would say, bring that little stand out of the room.
I think so. Many of my family does that.
Mm-hmm. Might have been handed down to them somewhere.
Well, Mother got some metal containers with lids that pushed down very hard on them. They were almost sealed.
Uh-huh.
They were about so high, about so big around, and she called them lard stands.
S-T-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not in my vocabulary or experience at all. That wouldn't mean a thing to me.
If you had some liquid that you wanted to transfer from one bottle to another, and one of the bottles had a very narrow neck, you might put something in it.
A little funnel.
And what is the leather implement that you used? You might crack it to make a horse go faster.
Okay.
And what would you say if you wanted to use this word in referring to giving a child a spanking?
I'd say give him a whipping.
Do you really use this very much as a verb?
I think it's, you hear parents, someone say, if you do that, I'll whip you. And sometimes I say to my boys, and they say, they're not going to do so. What you do to me if I don't? I say, I just whip you. That's just for fun, you know. But yes, it's common enough usage.